This is Ray Samich at Lake Hospital West for the best of health on radio, talking today with Dr. Cecile Merkey, MD. Thank you so very much for taking some of your busy schedule to be with us.
I'm happy to be here.
Let's start talking, first of all, about the seniors that are not really experiencing serious problems. They don't really have serious health issues, and they're doing pretty well. But at some point, do they need to start coming in more frequently just to have those assessments done just because they are aging?
I think they need to come in frequently because there's a lot of preventive maintenance work that we can do, and that is, you know, by promoting exercise to maintain the balance, to maintain the joint function, by promoting healthy diet, by keeping an eye on the blood pressures and the cholesterols, we can maintain that good health until quite long years.
What age, you know, a lot of people used to think a senior was at 50, then 55, then 60, now it's 70 and 80. People are living so much longer. When do you consider people to be at a level where they need to start coming in more frequently?
You know, many women get their primary care in their younger years from their OB-GYN doctor. And then when they start to have some other diagnosis like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, they start to come to an internist. You know, and then a lot of times they look for a woman doctor, they come in and then they drag their husband with them. So I would say at least by 45, 50 to start coming in and having some screening tests to look for colon cancer, breast cancer, some of the screening tests that need to be done.
Dr. Cecile Merkey, we thank you very much for spending some time with us here today. If you would like to have more information on Dr. Merkey or perhaps have an appointment with her, please feel free. Give that number a call, 440-516-0530. Thank you very much, Doctor. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you.